Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
In Nebraska, there are two species of fly that cause the most economic injury to pasture and rangeland cattle. They are the horn fly and face fly. Selection of an appropriate control method for each will depend on the time of year, the efficacy, cost, and convenience of the treatment, and your herd management practices. The horn fly is a major pest that is estimated to cause over $1 billion in economic losses in the U.S. annually. It is a blood-feeding insect that is found on the back, sides, and pull area of the animal. The economic injury level of the horn fly is 200 flies per animal that, once surpassed, causes altered grazing patterns and behavior which lead to reduced milk production and weight gain. In Nebraska, there are two population spikes of horn fly, one in early summer and the second in late August through mid-September. While the face fly is not a blood feeder, it can cause extreme discomfort by feeding on animal secretions from the eyes, mouth, and muzzle. It is also a vector of the pathogen that causes pink eye in cattle, and feeding by the female fly causes eye tissue damage. Face fly populations usually peak in late July and August and are most common near waterways, in areas of significant rainfall, and in irrigated pastures. Hornfly and facefly management options vary widely and include forced use methods such as dust bags, back rubbers, and traps, as well as product application methods such as porons, animal sprays, and insecticide ear tags. For more information on control methods, contact your county extension office. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Crops and Water Educator Samantha Daniel.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.